Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and it is a beauty. I don't know where you live. It is absolutely incredible here. Blue sky, a couple of puffy clouds. It's warming up, and it's going to be hot. So get out and get the sprinkler going right now. Just, you know, put the sprinkler on, let it go for about a half an hour, make yourself a cup of coffee, join us. It will help you to have a better garden. And remember, this is the time of the year that our gardens are most productive for the next 6 weeks. They love the heat. They love the heat at night. So get some food on those plants. Now, give you some help today. I've called a good friend to join us, Ashton Ritchie from the Scotts Company, and he's going to give you some tips of things we should be doing at this time of the year. Ashton, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How's everything with Ashton today?
Everything is good. Everything is good. The garden is growing. You have to pick every day, and, you know, you start picking the veggies. Maybe you start picking some green beans, and then you start picking some cucumbers and so forth. And by the time you get around to you think you've done picking, you almost have to start all over again on those cucumbers and green beans because they're already growing big enough to be picked again.
But that's what's so nice about the next couple of months.
Isn't it great?
Fresh vegetables are just incredible.
So, you know, I remember growing up as a kid when the vegetable garden was coming in, you would sit there and you'd, eat 8 or 10 ears of corn, or you would slice about 5 tomatoes and you'd eat all of them, and you'd think to yourself, I just want to take advantage of this while it's here.
Exactly, because the flavor now is nothing compared to what it is in the winter. In the winter,
yes,
it's okay.
Yes.
But right now, the freshness and the flavor is incredible.
And you said it right. You said you give them a little food. If you come back and do a little feeding around a lot of these longer-term vegetable plants that keep on producing right on up until we get cold weather, they'll keep rewarding you with more harvest. And if you keep them picked and you don't let them get real mature on the vine or on the plant, then the plant will keep producing as long as you're feeding it and watering it and keeping it picked.
Now, how often would you use a Miracle-Gro on your flowers and vegetable gardens during the next couple of months, Ashton?
That's a great question. It really depends on which Miracle-Gro you've decided to go with. If you're using the tried and true Miracle-Gro all-purpose plant food, the one that you dissolve in water, or either use with the Miracle-Gro feeder on the end of your hose, that one you feed about every couple of weeks, because that's all immediately available nutrition to the plant. So you're feeding it right now through the leaves and through the roots. If you decided to go with one of the time-release or slow-release Miracle-Gros, like there's two of them. There's your Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed, which feeds for about 3 months, and then there's the Miracle-Gro Organic Choice granules that you feed around the base of the plant. You don't mix with water, and that feeds for a couple of months. So either one of those are more of a time-release feeding that's taken out by the plant a little bit each day. So shorter crops that you do the whole thing within several weeks, like radishes and some of the real quick crops, you only feed them once. But the longer-term crops like your tomatoes and your peppers and your cucumbers and your squash and beans and all of that sort of thing that you can just pick and pick and pick, lettuce and spinach, I always like to come back and give them a few more feedings during the summer.
Yeah, and you have to say to yourself, you've planted during April and May. You probably haven't fed since then. And if you did use the shake and feed or Osmocote. It's probably time to do it again because right now plants are going to grow quick. And if you can give them that little extra food, it's going to pay off, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, another thing to think about right now is your fall veggies. While they still have the seeds in the store, it's a good time to maybe go in and pick up some packets of a fresh seed of lettuce and spinach and maybe another round of green beans. There's a number of veggies that you can plant going into the fall. And even after you've had a frost, you can still be picking leaves of spinach and lettuce. They can handle that, but you know, you want to plant those in, say August, mid-August to the end of August, and then you'll have a harvest right on up until Thanksgiving.
You must have been thinking the same way as I am because a week ago I went to my local garden center and I picked up spinach, lettuce, peas for a fall crop of peas, green beans, Swiss chard, and I'm going to, as you said, about the middle to the end of August, depending on the length of the period for the plant, I'm gonna regrow.
Yes, and it's nothing more rewarding than to go out there on a nice chilly October day and be harvesting these big beautiful leaves off of your spinach plant. And you don't have to pull the whole plant out; you can actually just clip the leaves. And then that plant will sit there during the winter. You can get down to 0 degrees, and then next spring you'll get some more growth off of it. So it's just gardening is pretty cool when you can stretch your season like that. You know, it's all about feeding it, and as you said, started up at the beginning of the talk conversation, watering, so that you're putting down about an inch of water a week, either from rainfall or from your sprinkler. Put your rain gauge right out there. When you turn your sprinklers on, you know how long to run them, and then you're good to go.
Now, we're talking about water, Ashton. You've been gardening for a long time. You work for the Extension Service. Can you tell our listeners what you would recommend for the amount of water and the time of day to apply that water?
Two great questions. All plants, whether it's your lawn or your shrubs, trees, your vegetable garden, your flower garden, need about an inch of water a week. The only exception to that would be, say, if you were in the desert southwest and you had a real sandier soil, you might bump that up a little bit. But an inch of water a week. So having a rain gauge can tell how much rainfall you're getting to supply that inch. And if you're coming up short, then you want to supplement with watering. And if you can water early in the morning, that's really a great time. Usually you have great water pressure that time of day. You have less wind so that the sprinkler puts the water right where you want it as opposed to having the wind blow it around. You have less evaporation that you would find, say, in the middle of the day. And by watering in the morning, you're hitting at the plant so that it's a time when it can really use the water at the same time that it's using the sunlight and everything for doing all of its growth. The downside to watering at night going into the dark is that this encourages some of the diseases that can attack a lawn, can attack your plants. So watering in the morning is probably the most preferred time.
Now, this time of the year, you know, get to the end of July, get into August, it gets hot and it gets dry. What should people do for their lawn?
Well, this is a time of the year when, you know, you've been mowing it and hopefully you're mowing it at one of the taller mowing heights on the settings on your lawnmower, which encourages deeper roots. And if you've been feeding it during the spring, you've given it a couple of feedings so far, it might be time to maybe give it a summer feeding, especially if you can use one of those special summer fertilizers like Super Turf Builder with Summer Guard that not only feeds the lawn with a special summer feeding, but protects against the kinds of insects that you can't even see that are in there that like to thin the lawn out and cause it to turn brown. And the telltale sign of some of those is when you're mowing your lawn and you see moths fly up in front of the lawnmower in the evening, and those half-inch long tan, white, gray moths are the adults. They don't do any damage, but they lay eggs for a number of different kinds of worms that feed on the grass at nighttime, like sod web worms and cut worms and army worms. So you're protecting against them. You're protecting against chinch bugs. You're also taking care of fleas and ticks and other kinds of the things you don't want that might be hiding in the lawn. So that's SuperTurf Builder with SummerGuard.
Okay. And how high would you recommend lifting the blade on your lawnmower? 2.5, 3 inches?
Yeah, 2.5, 3 inches after the cut is good. And, you know, that might be your next to the highest setting or the highest setting. But right after you cut, if you just put a ruler down and see where your cut is, then you can tell if you need to raise it up just a little bit.
Now, you were talking about the Turf Builder Summer Guard. Will that product, you were saying it will take care of chinch bug and sod webworms and things like that. If we're seeing a lot of beetles flying in our gardens, will that product take care of the Japanese beetles in our lawns also?
Oh, okay. You mean like the Japanese beetles that are feeding on your roses and other plants, the May beetles, June beetles that hang around the porch light, they all lay eggs to form grubs below the soil surface and feed on the grass roots. For those situations, you want to make sure that you've made your application of GrubX. And if you've already done your GrubX application sometime this spring or early summer, you're fine, you're good to go, you're protected.
Okay. Ashton, hold on a second. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertiloam from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harm. Beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
Welcome to Bugs on Bugs with your host, the world's leading bugologist from the Rescue College of Insect Knowledge, Dr. Bob Boggs. Bob, we've got Mary from Garden City on the line.
Hi, Mary. What's your question?
Hi. Summer's here, and my garden's getting eaten alive.
Your call couldn't be more timely. Japanese and Oriental beetles destroy hundreds of varieties of ornamental plants, along with turf grass, nursery stock, greenhouse crops, and fruit. And right now, they're at their worst.
But I'm exhausted. Plucking these persistent pests off my prized plants has me pooped.
Just set up a rescue Japanese and Oriental beetle trap about 30 feet away from your plants and lure the pesky things away.
A trap? Really?
Really. Rescue traps use the science of attraction to make pest control smarter. The trap uses floral scents along with the beetle's natural sex attractant to lure bugs in. It's like being invited to an all-you-could-eat buffet manned by hotties who want to date you, only to discover you just walked into a trap with no exit.
Scary.
It is, if you're a bug.
Find out more about Rescue's Japanese and Oriental beetle trap at www.rescue.com.
I'm Dr. Bob Boggs. Time for me to bug out.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Ashton Ritchie from the Scotch Company. And we've been trying to give you some ideas of things that you should be doing to really make that garden productive at this time of the year and to prevent some of the potential problems also. And Ashton's been telling us, you know, feed those plants because of the weather. With warm nights, vegetables and flowers grow like crazy, absolutely like crazy. Ashton, with roses, what would you recommend that people do? Because we're going to get hot, humid, muggy weather, and diseases will come. What does Scotch have that will take care to keep the roses in great shape?
Ortho has rose and flower care products that are designed to take care of the insects and take care of the diseases that can attack your roses. Things like the yellow leaves that start out turning yellow on the rose plant and then drop off with spots on them. This is called black spot, and it's quite a problem on roses. So if you go to your local garden center, they can recommend the right ortho product for you to take care of that.
Okay, and should we be feeding our roses at this time of the year?
Roses are, they're up there with the plants that really like a lot of extra feeding. And a lot of the rose experts will tell you that you want to keep feeding them now this time of year, right on up until you're starting to get, I've always heard like 4 to 5 weeks away from your last frost date. Is that about what you are aware of, Paul?
Yeah, what we recommend in New England is by the time you hit September, you should start thinking of cutting back on the amount of food
so that
the roses prepare for the winter months.
Yeah, but feeding them right now is important, and of course when you're cutting your roses back, you deadhead the dead blooms. There are types of roses like the knockout roses where you don't have to do that as much, but with all your hybrid roses, keeping them deadheaded back. And when you cut a rose stem to bring it in, cut it with groups of leaves on it, so it's a long enough stem, so it will encourage more growth.
Wonderful. Now, as we get into the summer, we're going to have some activity with mice. What do you recommend we do with mice? I know my yard, we've had them in the past. Should we start to prepare for them now?
Yeah, as the weather starts to cool, they like to come inside. As the weather is dry, insects like to come inside and looking for moisture. So Ortho has a whole group of products that are called Home Defense. You have the kind of product that you spray around the foundation of your house, that you either spray it or use granules that keep the insects and spiders and carpenter ants and all those from coming in. You have the kill and contain mouse traps and a whole line of mouse control products that are designed to get your mice. And I know you and I have had real good success using that kill and contain. It's so easy to set the traps. You put a little peanut butter in the little feeding tray and then pull the lever and you're good to go. Once you've caught the mouse, you don't even have to look at it. He's in there dead and you can see that you've caught it with the position of the lever and you can throw the whole thing away. And then Ortho has a new product called Bed Bug Killer that's designed to take care of bed bugs. And if people are traveling or kids go to summer camp or your college kids home from for the summer, there's all kinds of opportunities to transport bed bugs from a hotel or a camp or a apartment building back to your house. So if you go to a website, there's a great website called OrthoKillsBedBugs.com. All one word, OrthoKillsBedBugs.com. There's the 10 tips that show you all you need to know about bed bugs. It shows how what they look like, what the size is, what the where you can treat them, and then the Ortho Bed Bug Killer, which is brand new, is really great. You can spray it right on your mattresses. You can spray it all the places that they hide: the headboard, the nightstand, the drawers, on the luggage. It just shows you where and how to treat and how to prevent bed bugs from becoming a problem in your home.
You know, you mentioned something that makes a lot of sense, and most of the college kids will be going to school in about another month. That may be something great to buy to send the student to school, and before he makes his bed or she makes her bed, spray the mattress, spray the area, and that way you don't have to worry about what was left there.
Yeah, this is true.
By a former student.
And if you go to the OrthoKillsBedBugs.com, there's a video there that it's so educational. It shows you everything you need to know about bed bugs and how to prevent them from.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Lee from Cape Cod with a question about his peach trees.
Lee, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, how can we help you today? Good.
I talked to you last year down at Snow's in Orleans. Mm-hmm. About this problem, and the problem is you told me to had to cut the tree back, trim it up, all the upright things on the peach tree, and you told me to spray it with horticulture oil, and I did that, and I had the trouble with the little sticky stuff on the peaches last year. I haven't
right.
seen any yet except this morning. I looked out there, the some of them dropped off in the ground. There's a little dot and it's sticky. Am I going to spray some more or anything else I can do with it?
Okay. Have you been using a fruit tree spray every couple of weeks also?
No, I did that once, but I didn't do it every week.
Okay.
Is that the one that's got copper sulfate in it?
Yes. If you go to your local garden center, Bonide and Ortho, and Bayer will have a fruit tree spray. So Ortho is called Home Orchard Spray, and it will take care of fungus and insects at the same time. Bonide is called Fruit Tree Spray, Very, very good, very effective. And if you want to stay organic, you want to buy a product called Organocide. Organocide is a product developed for the citrus industry. And you apply this every 2 weeks. Again, it's organic, so it's not going to last. But it will take care of all of your insects and all of your diseases on apples, peaches, pears, plums. You can use it on strawberries, blueberries, on grapes. But Organocide for organic gardening is incredible. But you need to do it every 2 weeks because it will break down. The oil is good in the early spring and then again in the fall. But during the growing season, you need to put something on that will control the common everyday insects and diseases. And chemically, Ortho is excellent. Bonide is excellent. But if you want to stay organic, it has to be Organocide. Totally organic and absolutely wonderful. You do that and you won't have any problems on all of your fruit in your garden. Great question, but keep putting it on every 2 weeks. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Ken from Cape Cod with a question about his red maple.
Ken from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning. I had a couple of questions. One has to do with the bee balm. I'm getting a white film on the leaves now. They're big. They're like 6 feet tall. And I also wanted to transplant some up in central Maine, and I didn't know if that would be good or not and when to do it. The second thing has to do with the red maple. It's about 15 feet high, and some of the bark is off the bottom of it, and it looks like half the tree is doing well and the other half is not doing well.
The bark that's missing at the base, was it eaten off the plant or was it peeling?
It's like peeling.
Okay. And so there's a crack in the trunk of the tree?
Yes, yep.
Okay. And when you look at the top, are there entire branches or is it just tips of the branches?
No, it's branches. It's on like one side of the tree almost.
Okay. What you should do, anything that's dead has to be removed from that plant. There's a possibility that you have a borer in those branches. So what you want to do, get a stepladder, keep cutting till you hit good, green, solid wood. So if you take the edge of your pruner, scratch the bark. If there's green underneath it, there's a good chance that it's going to come back for you. If there's no green, remove it from the plant. Get that out. Clean up the whole tree. Then what I would do is I would feed it. Buy a bag of plant tone or tree tone. Dr. Earth has a fruit tree, and they also have a tree and shrub fertilizer with the what they call probiotics. It's a mycorrhizal and all kinds of great microbes found in your soil. So I think if you can clean that plant, get rid of all the infection, fertilize that plant, and then if the weather gets hot and dry, run the hose to the base of the plant, make a stream of water the size of a ballpoint pen, and let it run for a good half hour. Really saturate the root ball. And combination of the food and the fertilizer and the water will help to encourage some new growth to replace what came off that plant. Now, if you should find a hole in the center of the stem, it means you have a borer. So keep cutting until you find him because he could be eating his way down. And if there's branches all over that tree that are beginning to show signs, then I would get a systemic insecticide like Tree and Shrub. Tree and Shrub is made by Bayer, Bonide, and Ortho, also Fertilome, and that is a systemic. You would sprinkle it either in on the surface of the ground, or if it's the liquid, mix it with water and apply it that way. Follow the recommendations, and that will help to control what's in the plant. Okay? Now, on your bee balm, I love bee balm, but if you're not careful, it will take over your whole garden. It's very, very aggressive, very strong, and it will take over. It does get powdery mildew, which is that white film on the foliage of the plant. And that can be controlled with something like Serenade. Very, very good product. A good general purpose fungicide. Daconil will work good, but Serenade is good. And it will control the powdery mildew on that plant. Now, as far as transplanting, right now it's very, very hot. And if you try and dig a perennial and move it, you run the risk, especially if you're not going to be where you're going to be moving it, and you're able to water it for the first couple of weeks, almost every single day, then you're going to have a problem. If you can wait till the end of August when things begin to cool, or even early September, then you could dig up a chunk of it, bring it to Maine, plant it, and it'll do very, very well. Bee balm is not a plant that has winter kill. Very strong plant, very aggressive, very hardy, so that you could dig clumps of it late August, early September, bring it to Maine, and because you're not getting 90-degree days, you wouldn't have to water as often. But if you want to move them to Maine now, and you're only going to be there on the weekend, and we get a week of 90, that plant will probably be dead by the time you get back the following weekend. So, you know, do it accordingly, and you'll have great results. But get a general purpose fungicide. Serenade is good. Bayer has a new all natural fungicide also that will take care of diseases called Natria. Natria. And for powdery mildew, you need to apply the fungicide every 2 weeks, because powdery mildew is very strong. Try and eliminate watering the plant overhead. And in the weeks to come, I would start to apply a fungicide now if you have tall phlox. Tall phlox will get powdery mildew. And there's a couple things that I found that really works. 2 years ago, I started using Mycorrhiza as a fertilizer on my tall phlox. When I used a Mycorrhiza every couple of weeks on my tall phlox as a food, I did not get powdery mildew. I never noticed it until somebody mentioned it to me. And the tall phlox that I had used, plant thrive, and was totally clean. Now, cucumbers, squash, pumpkins, all of your vine-type plants, they get powdery mildew with nighttime waterings, humid weather. So if you have those plants in your vegetable garden, get some Serenade or a good fungicide like Dacanil on them right now. Not right now because it's too hot, but wait until first thing in the morning or as the sun begins to go down. Zinnias will get powdery mildew. Your X-berry azaleas, lilacs, will get powdery mildew. So if you have any of those plants, take 5 minutes today, walk around your yard, and if you see a white film on the foliage, nip it in the bud. Get some Serenade, Dacanil, or a good fungicide, a copper or a sulfur fungicide on the plant right now. And that was a great question and very, very timely. Thank you for that. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Mike from Cape Cod with a question about his fall crops.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. My garden is a pride of my joy because of you, all the advice you've given me over the years, and I think I'm ready to do fall stuff, broccoli, cabbage, stuff like that. I was wondering, do I start it from plant right in the ground or start it inside or in what time? I think Ashton actually said middle of August.
Well, you would start the middle of August. Things like beets, you can start for greens for late. But green beans, yellow beans, peas, lettuce, you can all start at the end of August. If you want to do a new crop of cabbage and broccoli and cauliflower, start the seed now. Because it's going to take, those plants are slow growing. And by the time you get to August, they'll just begin to germinate. And that will give you a late crop of wonderful produce.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of 4 pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
It's your yard and you're the boss. You need hard-working soils. Start with Osmocote potting and planting soils. They're made from rich organic materials like sphagnum peat moss to hold water. Plus, they contain Osmocote plant food to provide nutrients plants need to feed for up to 6 months, helping plants grow incredibly beautiful gardens, which gives you a sense of pride in your work. That's what being a great boss is all about. Buy Osmocote soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from X-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZEOKing.com. That's ZEOKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Pat from Martha's Vineyard with a question about her lawn.
Pat from beautiful Cape Cod and the islands, good morning.
Good morning to you. Listen, I have two questions. One's about browning on the bottom of tomatoes, and the other one is about stuff that you put on your lawn. I don't know how you put it on. For drawing moisture out of the air.
Okay. So you want to dry up the lawn or do you
want
to
keep
it?
I want. There was some stuff you had mentioned that you put on your lawn and it draws the moisture from the air.
Into the grass, yes. The name of the product is called Hydrocane. And if you go to your garden center, a lot of the garden centers have it. It is a product that was developed for the golf course industry. And you apply it to the grass with a bottle sprayer. And then you water it in. You have to push it down into the root zone. So you don't just spray it and walk away. So you go to Garden Center. It's Hydracain. Hydracain. And there is also a organic version of it. The organic will cost the same but covers less area for your lawn. It's a wonderful, wonderful product, and it will help to keep the grass green. Normally, it's applied in early June, but as long as you can wash it deep into the soil with your sprinkler, it will help you cut back on the amount of water that is needed in the soil. Because you're right, it pulls the water, the humidity, out of the air into your soil, and it really is a great, great product. Now, for disease, this is a time of the year where humidity will create a problem. So if you can put a fungicide on your plant on a regular basis, especially after you get a heavy rain, if you get a quick thunderstorm with a lot of heavy rain, any product that you put on your plant is going to get washed off so that you will have to reapply it. And a product like Serenade, Daconil is very, very good. For your tomato plants, what I use to get rid of the yellowing of the foliage and the black spots is a product called Actinovate. Actinovate. Actinovate is all natural. It is a collection of microbes that was put together by a university in Texas. And it was made for the tomato industry. And it will prevent the fungus. Remember a couple of years ago we had that late blight that really came into all of the Northeast? Actinovate is the only product that will prevent late blight. So if you're beginning to see some yellow leaves in your garden, on your tomatoes, you better get some Actinovate on them right now. It's available at most garden centers. If they don't have it, say, hey, get real. We have a problem here. And this is all natural. It's all organic. And it will take care of a lot of fungus problems. You can take that Actinovate. You can apply it on your squash, on your cucumbers, and it will take care of powdery mildew. So you don't need to buy 10 different products. Actinovate. All natural, all organic. Use it in your vegetable garden. You can use it on your perennials. We had a caller earlier that was talking about bee balm with the white powdery mildew on the foliage. If you take the Actinovate and you're treating your vegetables, use it on your zinnias, on your tall phlox, on your bee balm. Those plants get powdery mildew. And when we get hot, when we get humid, you will have a problem, especially if you water late in the day and you get the foliage wet. When you water, don't hit the foliage.